Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie, it's a DVD called Turbo. A little snail just wants more out of life and he wants to do something great. In fact, he wants to be fast. All his wishes come true when he wakes up one night from a freak accident to find out that he has super speed.
My name is Turbo. I just want to go a little faster.
You're a snail!
Quit it with the speed stuff. Start living your life.
I have a life.
Oh, you got fancy magic superpowers?
Yep.
I want to enter him in the Indy 500.
Oh, this is great. I'm going to go have heart attack.
Now, clearly, I'm all about rooting for the underdog, giving the little guy the chance to do something extraordinary and do what everyone thinks is impossible. I do believe that snails can be fast, pigs can wear lipstick, and cows can, in fact, fly. But a snail racing in the Indianapolis 500, that's where you lose me. Sure, I can totally see a snail racing in a track and field event in the International Olympics for slimy, crawly things, but entering a car race? Nope, not buying it. Putting all that aside, though, there is some goodness in this one. The snail and all his friends are super cute, the characters are lovable, and there's all sorts of color everywhere, not to mention some funny moments. So cute, colorful, and creative for sure, which is great for the kids. Completely absurd, yes again, which is not so great for us adult types. So in our movie night, Traffic Light, Turbo on DVD is a yellow light. Now to a movie which is in no way for the kids. It's the Dallas Buyers Club. Back in the 80s, Matthew McConaughey is diagnosed with HIV. He can't get the treatment he needs in the U.S., so he goes across the border not only to get what he needs, but to get enough for everyone.
You've tested positive for HIV. We estimate you have 30 days left.
They got good meds out of Mexico. That's better than what you can get here in the States.
But importing illegal drugs for sale is a very serious offense.
They're not illegal. They're merely unapproved.
Man, I got one life. I wanted to mean something.
Now, just so you know, there's a whole lot of seediness, drugs, sickness, dysfunction, and dying in this one. So it is in no way an uplifting movie, obviously, but it does have some good stuff in it. Matthew McConaughey is amazing. He in no way looks like himself at all. He lost like 50 pounds to do this movie, so he looks sickly and near death, which he does. Then there's his acting. It's not like his normal movies where all he has to do is take off his shirt and the audience is captivated, which I must say I do wholeheartedly support. But in this movie, he just plain acts and does it really well. In fact, everyone in this movie does a great job. It gives us hope that despite ourselves, when we think we know everything and couldn't possibly learn anything else, we do discover better things and become better people. Yeah, kind of deep. So under Movie Night Traffic Light, the Dallas Buyers Club is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.